feel like all nervous. It's been so long. Oh my goodness.
Don't be nervous.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Coco Pop Podcast.
Woohoo! After, new year, new us.
That's right. After it's almost been a half a year. But we're back and we are very excited. How's it going, Claire?
Oh my gosh. It's wonderful. I feel like though time hasn't felt like it's passed, or time just melts away where it really feels like last week we're recording.
It's all blending together.
Well, it's terrible because you're like, oh my gosh, do you realize how long ago it was? And I'm like, no, it really feels like it wasn't that long ago.
Well, hopefully any of our wonderful listeners also felt like it hadn't been a really long break. I am willing to take all the responsibility for such a long hiatus. I had a lot of work stuff going on. I had a lot of craziness happening, and I had to go out of town for work a little bit. So before I knew it, we haven't published an episode since, I believe, about the end of September.
What's so interesting, though, is a lot of people take a break for the holidays. I think we just got through literally every holiday.
Yeah, we're super into Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, and we just had to make sure plenty of time off for celebration.
For sure. We're going to throw in President's Day and Valentine's Day, too.
I mean, if we need to extend it, we can go for Arbor Day. I'm okay with however you guys want to play this. my heart. I said you guys. Claire, should we announce our kind of sad news?
We should. Yeah. Otherwise, people will think something bad and happened and we're sweeping it under the rug. Or this is going to be like that Destiny Child situation where there was four and then there was three.
Oh my gosh. Or like Darren from Bewitched, or what is it? Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah,
that's not the same Aunt Viv. And we're like,
nobody's ever going to address this now. So if you can't tell already, friends, our dear sister, Caitlin, is not on the podcast with us. She is going to take a longer hiatus. It could be indefinite. We don't know yet. She is super busy mom and super professional woman and just kind of felt that she didn't have quite enough time to devote to this as she would have liked. So she's going to just maybe, you know, take that break for Arbor Day. She's going to extend it out a bit. And then maybe we'll have her on as a special guest in the future, or when things settle down a little bit, we'll have her back on. She's always welcome, of course.
Yep. We love you, Caitlin. Yeah. Enjoy your extended vacation.
She's a KKP OG, so she's welcome to come back anytime. All right. So the last time, many, many moons ago, when we recorded, we went through regular, the English version, Simon Says, Wakey Wakey, and Chain. So moving into and kind of rounding up the rest of NCT 127, today we're going to go into Superhuman, Highway to Heaven, and the Let's Shut Up and Dance collab with Jason Derulo and Lay from EXO. So we'll get through those three at least. How about that?
Deal. Let's shut up and watch Superhuman.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, well, before we go too far, I do need to give you... Wait, rustle my paper before I speak. Okay.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. I'll go through a little bit of a background on the Superhuman song and just let you guys know that this was released on the 24th of May in 2019. It was the lead single from NCT 127's fourth EP, We Are Superhuman, and did really well, actually. For example, the music video, within the first 24 hours, it had over 3 million views, which is pretty respectable, I would say. I wish if we could all just get 3 million listens or views on all of our stuff, the world would be a whole different sort of place. But one sad note with the announcement of the Superhuman release, when they put out the initial teaser image on the 18th of April last year, they only showed 9 of the 10 members of NCT 127. Claire, I don't know if you can recall, but can you guess who might have left?
Wait a minute. I thought there were only 9.
Well, there are. There was 10 for a little while there. Yep.
Oh.
If you can't recall, no big deal. It's, like I said, been a while.
I'm going to fail this pop quiz.
Save win-win.
Oh, win-win?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yep. They announced that Win Win would be sitting out on promotions for this Superhuman comeback because he was busy preparing for his debut with Wavy.
That's
which,
right.
For anyone who doesn't recall, that is the NCT Chinese subunit. That was a sad day. Poor Win Win.
We'll just see Win Win later.
Yeah.
Later, Win Win.
And we get to see a little bit more of him because there's less members of Wavy than there are of NCT. So, hey, maybe it's to his benefit. One other one thing I wanted to note, which was kind of cool, is that NCT 127 performed the Superhuman song for the first time live on the 18th of April on Good Morning America.
Ooh, mainstream.
Yeah. And they were only the third K-pop group to ever perform on the show. And I tried to do a little research to figure out who were the other two. And as close as I can tell, Blackpink was the first one. And I thought maybe it was going to be BTS, but BTS actually came after NCT 127, it seems like. So we have a big black hole mystery of who was number two. So if we can figure that one out, I'll make an announcement later on.
That'll be a fun mystery to solve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if any of our listeners know, let us know, because I'm dying.
That is crazy what a difference a year makes, because I feel like K-pop and just in general, like, we're having a really great moment where they're so recognized on mainstream media everywhere, internationally, around the world, but especially I feel like they've really broken into the pop scene in the U.S. at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And what a year. I mean, Parasite just won the best film of the year.
It was amazing. Right? Yes. I'm so excited about that. I think it's awesome. I love it. Oh, that's, yeah, you're so right. It's insane how quickly things have just kind of exploded across the U.S. entertainment scene, especially when you think of even just like the late night shows. What, James Corden seems like it's basically become a K-pop show now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing. I love it. So many different groups have done U.S. tours. Love it. I'm here for it. All right. So without any further, you know, rabbit holes that I'll take you down, how about we mute and check out NCT 127's Superhuman?
Let's do it.
All right. I will see you on the other side. Big ball throwing three stacks. I'ma show you why the ball you a mismatch. Opinionated, but I'm always spitting straight facts.
Throw it back, I'ma throw this on an 8-track. It's fabulous.
All right. Well, what are your thoughts here?
Well, there's just so many things we can dig into. Yeah. I love, do you want to talk about dance? Do you want to talk about costumes? Do you want to talk about musicality? Do you want to talk about who looked the fiercest?
Ooh, I want to talk about all of it. Let's start musicality first.
Musicality. Yeah. Okay. So I felt like this was a real upbeat, happier. Okay. Most of the NCT 127 songs, I felt like, had some like grit component to it. This kind of felt like it was mostly upbeat dance was the vibe the whole time.
No, I would agree with you. Like in the past, they were trying to have an edgy street vibe of some sort in the majority of songs we've listened to, or at least the image they tried to put forth in the video, in the case of Wakey Wakey, where it was maybe like a cuter sounding song, but then they tried to look super tough during the video. But no, yeah, this had a different feel to it, a little bit of a different polish.
Yeah. I just felt like, okay, so I am a little bit distracted by like every sensory thing that I'm experiencing watching the video, like the fashion, the looks, the hair, the, you know, this one was sort of fun where if I closed my eyes, I could just see myself bopping and doing the same shoulder moves that were popping on this video. Just,
oh yeah. It's got a really interesting, I mean, there's a lot of electronic elements to it or filters on some of the noises where it, which made it almost have like an electronic buzz or tone or beep in the background. And I thought that was really cool. Obviously really lent itself to this whole futuristic theme that they've got going on.
For sure. Oh, man. The aluminum foil triangle, which I thought that was just important for lighting. Like, it just bounces so much light around on it. It kind of gives everyone a nice glow in when they're moving. But I'm sure they were also trying to go with sort of a, what do you call these? When you go through a portal. It just goes
into another dimension.
Exactly. Like you can just walk right through it and you're in a different part of this universe.
Kind of like a little bit of old school, like sci-fi movie. Like this is what outer space would look like in the future. You know, if we're sitting in the 60s trying to imagine it. Yeah, it was a lot of reflective surfaces. Oh, but then, you know, they would cut to where it was just kind of a gray gradient background. You know, the parts where different members sitting in front of all the keyboards.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of a big contrast between those metallic gray settings and then the really super bright, shiny setting.
For sure. This has kind of a Tron vibe to it.
Yeah.
With all of the neon lights and some of the other, if I had to describe, if someone was to say like, okay, what does a video game in the 80s look like? It has that sort of, you know, violet hue, that sort of subdued red glow. and just like some vaguely like neon green and pink lights, I'd be like, yeah, that's what they were going for.
Exactly what you'd go for. It was an interesting take on what I would assume would be superhero suits or like spaceman suits of some sort. Because all the outfits kind of seem to me very much like motocross.
Yeah, I was going to say biker or moto jackets for sure. There's always one person who comes in with like a posh tailored suit, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely noticed Jaehyun had a lovely white suit on at one point and sort of a mock turtleneck.
Yes. Again, kind of what you'd expect like an 80s video game bad guy to look like too. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. Ooh,
interesting point. I wonder if there was supposed to be a bad guy in some of those cutscenes. I haven't really read any fan theories on what, if anything, might be going on with the images shown in the music video, but that might be interesting to see at some point.
For sure. I was also distracted by the Eye of Sauron at like 3 minutes and 18 seconds.
I did not see this, so let me go back.
Yeah, it's just like a glowing orb ball in like the middle of the triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Come towards the light.
Some mysterious clouds rolling in.
Yeah.
I like that. There was definitely a scene that had bubbles in it. They were CGI bubbles, but I was like, okay, bubbles of the future.
Hold on. I'm also looking. Okay, what'd you think of who was suspended in the air in the red motocross suit? That was first time appeared.
Jungwoo! Like 152?
Yes. Yeah.
It's my boy, Jungwoo. Remember with the best hair.
I mean, yeah, I think that's specifically why they had him suspended in the air so that those flowing locks could just like drip down.
Oh, and they did. But there are other members who are suspended midair. For example, at like 2:39, that's Jaehyun. So much going on in this video that
I'm terrible for that. Realizing that sometimes it's different. Okay. But I always thought that Jaehyun was always in the red moto suit. No. What about who's doing in 41?
That's Jaehyun. So in the red suit, when they show somebody in the all red suit.
What about 1:48?
That's definitely Jungwoo.
Okay. Okay.
You're my boy, Jungwoo.
Jungwoo.
Every time I hear Jungwoo, I'm like, that's my boy, Jungwoo. I love Jungwoo so much. He's so funny. And side note, so NCT 127 is coming back with their most recent comeback, like as we speak. In fact, I think I might have to add a few songs to the playlist because more stuff has come out. But he had been on hiatus for several months since middle of the year last year, actually, for what most people believe to be mental health issues. But SM only announced that it was health issues. So I think there's some speculation there. But everyone was really sad because, you know, when NCT had been doing different awards shows at the end of the year and into this year and doing different promotion activities, Jungwoo was missing from the lineup and we were all very sad about it. So he's back with his most recent comeback. I just had to throw that out there since I'm looking at this lovely photo of him suspended midair right now.
What I like about, I mean, I really hope he's doing well and feeling healthy and back in the swing of things if he's touring again. But I kind of respect that they would say like, oh, it's for health and wellness, because you normally hear they always talk about people taking a break for exhaustion or something like that. Like it's sort of in veiled terminology. Like I'm sure that it's sometimes like physical exhaustion, but also it's probably mostly mental of just being so drained. And I'm sure the work schedule and the touring schedule is just grueling.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And all the promote, I mean, I know American artists do promotions too, but I don't believe it is on par with what K-pop groups do. It is not only their traditional Korean talk shows and variety shows and things that they do, but now a lot of the bigger groups are all over different U.S. shows as well and doing press. And that's just our two countries. I know that they're huge in the Middle East, in Europe, in South America. So I can only imagine they're doing just the same amount for all these other areas of the world. I mean, and being so young.
I'm sure they never get a break. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's tough stuff. Luckily, they're superhuman.
Yeah.
And they got those.
It's a good thing.
Future bubbles and motocross jackets to get them through.
For sure.
Did you have any standout moments with any vocals?
Oh, yeah. Can I? Ooh, I want to get the time just right. Mm-hmm. Would you mind if I found it?
Go for it.
Okay, let me see. Can I play it?
Yeah, go for it.
This part.
What's the minute marker on that one?
So that was from about 1:20.
Oh, it's Mark.
Mark.
It's your boy, Mark.
Yeah, it's Mark, but with blonde hair.
Oh, yes. Very fluffy cotton candy blonde hair.
Yeah.
And then, it's Mark up to 1:32, and then it's Taeyong in the baked potato jacket, which is what Caitlin would call all silver foil jacket.
For sure. Gotta warm up.
Yeah, that's the two lead rappers for NCT 127. Usually they do kind of like a duo where they trade off rapping. Even in Super M, they do that a bit. So
interesting. It's like their thing. I think, you know what it is? Maybe because it's an interstitial, you know, it sort of breaks up the rest of the melodic chorus that's featured over and over in the song. That's why I'm like, that stood out. That was nice for variety. But it was cool. It hit. I was pumped.
Okay, so we kind of broke the ice. Are we ready to like dive into a little bit more here? What do you think?
Sure. All right. Yeah.
So you have a big decision to make now, Claire.
Okay.
Similar to regular, NCT 127 released an English version and Korean version of Highway to Heaven. So you get to decide which one you might, and if you want to watch both, I'm here for it. But if you want to just try to pick one, I will be more than happy to let you choose which direction we go.
Ooh, do you want to do the Korean version?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it. A little bit of background. This is another song that was released in their fourth EP, the We Are Superhuman album. It was released on the 14th of March in 2019. The Korean version was. And the English version was released later on July 18th of 2019. What's kind of interesting is that this is considered a B-side song, but it got some recognition. So, for example, MTV ranked it as number 3 in its best K-pop B-sides of 2019. Refinery29 gave it a rank of number 4 on just the 20 best K-pop songs of 2019 altogether.
So wow.
I thought that was really interesting. And it ranked number 16 on Billboard's 25 best K-pop songs of 2019.
Well, yeah, why do you think it landed with so much favor?
I think what may have helped is that the English version of this song came out right at the beginning of their big American concert tour this last summer with all their US promotions they were doing. And then they had this English version of one of their songs come out. It hit at just the right time.
Yeah. Well, amazing.
Yeah. The video is pretty cute.
Are the English and Korean videos the same?
Oh, they're absolutely not.
Whoa!
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. You know I gave the huge honor of picking which one we listen to you. But the Korean version, it's mostly all black and white with just images of the different members.
Got it.
Kind of. So I think that the English version is a little bit more colorful and fun and interesting to watch. So
knowing that, I take back my vote. I want to watch the English version.
Let's go back and we'll do that instead. I'm so sorry to lead you astray. I thought that they were the same. I'm an idiot. What can I say? All right. If you're ready, mute and we'll watch the English version of Highway to Heaven.
I'm ready.
All right. I'll see you on the other side. Get big ball, throwing 3 stacks. I'ma show you why the ball, you a mismatch. Opinionated, but I'm always
speaking straight facts. Throw it back, I'ma throw this on an 8-track. My goodness gracious. I mean, where to start? Again, the scenery.
Amazing.
The matching ensembles, yet. I mean, there's so much variation in the white button-down shirt that, which... This is the first time I ever looked at their wardrobe and were thinking, I probably own at least 2 out of those 10 shirts.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's funny how they're all wearing the same thing. Each one has their own individual style represented, whether it's just with their hair or the specific cut or the way they have like 2 middle buttons buttoned up the shirt.
Yeah. Yes.
They really just express their individuality any way they can.
For sure. Layering their gold necklaces the variation in the hair color is so, maybe because the wardrobe is so pared down, you really notice it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some bright emerald green hair on Doyoung, I believe. Oh, no, it's more like teal.
It's teal. It's like bluey teal. Still striking.
Oh, yes.
And then the brightest red hair I've ever seen.
Yeah, Utah.
Yes. Fire truck red. Or if you want to do a callback, it's Rihanna red for sure.
Oh, yeah. So I did a little bit of searching while we listened and watched, and it was filmed in the Mojave Desert, which you may have already guessed based on the beautiful surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
But they filmed it basically while they were touring in the Southwest, and they basically thought, this is a perfect place for us to be doing this. Get out of the bus and let's go for it.
I was concerned for three things, though. All these young men were playing by the train tracks and laying down in an open road. And I was like, I really hope that you had closed those down, because I'm sure they were all fine. But at the same time, I'm like, wow.
Think of the children.
They're being so carefree.
I know. What kind of role models are we for? Let's lay it on the middle of the highway. Oh, no.
Wearing white shirts, for God's sake. They're going to be so dirty.
There are some cute behind-the-scenes clips of them filming this, kicking dirt at each other, chasing lizards, and just being silly young men. So those are pretty cute. You should check them out if you're interested sometime. It just gives you a little different glimpse of the personalities, with them joking around and laughing, where it seems like it was sort of candid. Like, it was like they just parked the bus on the side of the road and everyone jump out and film this. I'm sure there's more planning to it than that, but there is little elements that make you feel like, oh, we're really seeing what it would be like hanging out with the guys in the desert for a day.
For sure. I think it's always interesting too, because obviously some of these cuts or scenes are shot at a specific site, but then there's moments where they're doing color processing, or they'll just cut in the stars
behind Hey Chan that one time when he hit that note.
Yeah, absolutely galactic hitting that note. But it's sort of playing around with color and saturation and hue, with playing with those different filters. And of course, because it's shot in the desert, they're kind of working with the sun a little bit to create those solar flares and everything. So it really, because otherwise it's just a very pared down video. They're driving in an old Bronco down the road.
It keeps it moving instead of just being like, okay, we're on minute 2.5 of them standing on the sand in front of a rock formation. And the lighting definitely does. Outside of where they've used computer graphics to change and bring in a few pops of colors here and there, it's funny how the lighting in the beginning seems very much morning or early daytime lighting, and then it goes all the way to the sunset, which shows progression, helps to move through the video, and I like that.
For sure. They probably were shooting this all day, looking at this. Because of how the shadows also appear. Or I'm sure they had breaks and were waiting. But yeah, so smart to wear white shirts in the desert as well. They probably stayed nice and cool all day.
Oh, yes. I love this modified Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's so cool. Blue. It's like sort of a mint green color. I want it. Yeah. It'd be nice if NCT-127 was with it too. I'm not going to lie, but I'll take just the truck.
Should they come together? Yeah. I'm wondering, okay. Are you at second 133?
I can be.
It seems like they're...
Okay, yeah.
I think he's throwing the keys at him.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, was there a bird in this scene?
No, he's just tossing the keys to Mark, who's going to take off in that. Oh, gosh, that just reminds me. One of the behind-the-scenes clips is Mark in the driver's seat of this truck, and he accidentally honks the horn or something, and people made it into a bunch of memes because it's making fun of goofy Mark being such a goofster. But anyway, I don't know who that is tossing the keys, though. The hair doesn't...
Pink hair.
Oh, maybe it's Hey Chan. I don't know. I can't get a good enough look. Oh, well.
It's so hard when it's the back of someone's head, too.
I thought you know? It might have been Jungwoo for a second. But anyway, the important thing is Mark's in the truck, and we all know that he accidentally beeps the horn.
I can see why this is also just a fun summer hit. It had all of the elements of, I think, what people like in a kind of I don't want to say a song of summer or anything summer like pop. That, because I don't think a summer pop, but it had all of this video had a vibe, is what I want to say. And I feel like it was carefree and fun. And you'd watch this and you'd be like, I'm going to put this on when I'm driving down the 101.
Exactly. With all my pals, my best buds. It's upbeat, it's easy listening, and it's something you could have on in the background, and it makes you feel happy.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we watched this, because the way that you described the Korean version of the video, I might have heard the song differently. Mm. You know, I'm glad if this was the one that was released and had such popularity, it's kind of interesting to watch this video with that context rather than the Korean version in that video. I keep thinking, do you ever watch the unofficial versus some random YouTuber who uploads something?
Fan-made version, yeah.
Yeah, this had a really different vibe when you see that. So not that that would have been low quality or whatever, but it's just one of those things where this, I think, probably felt like the vision of this song that they were putting out. It was cool.
I agree. I love it. Well, are you excited for a real up-tempo song? We thought Highway to Heaven got us all jazzed. If we watch Let's Shut Up and Dance, we're not going to sleep tonight at all, because you're just going to be ready to shake your booty all over the Pacific Northwest.
I think this is kind of a fun night, though, because all of the songs have been like really upbeat. Yeah. I think it's the right way. It's just to keep climbing this mountain of fun.
It's what you need on a Sunday night before you have to go back to work.
For sure.
We need some cool tunes to bring us through. So
let's repeat watching this tomorrow morning. That's when I actually really need it.
I listened to Let's Shut Up and Dance so many times that I literally could not even tell you how many times I've watched this video. I love the whole thing. Most people who have listened to this podcast, at least a few episodes of it, know that Lay is like my ultimate bias. So just to see him again, even if it's not with EXO, but just to have him collab with Jason Derulo and NCT 127, it's a match made in heaven. I love it. Hope you like it too.
Yeah.
All right. We can do a little breakdown of some of the background of how this came together afterwards. But let's just jump right into it. What do you say?
Yeah. No notes. Let's watch it.
No notes. I didn't come here to learn. All right. I'm going to unmute and we will see you on the other side.
Okay. You think you're big ball throwing three stacks? I'm going to show you what a ball you will mismatch. Opinionated, but I'm always speaking straight facts. Throw it back. I'm going to throw this on a new track. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Where do we start? Wow.
My head is on fire.
Well, if you want to take a second to collect your thoughts, I'll drop details on how this one came about. I actually was a little bit off where I had this on the watch list, because this was actually released on February 22nd of 2019. So it was a little bit earlier than the year than Highway to Heaven. Why this song came about was that there was a box set of four songs entitled The Greatest Dancer. You know, all the songs were inspired and dedicated to the art and genius of Michael Jackson.
I was going to say that. There was definitely the Bad outfit, as well as, gosh, I'm trying to think of the other music video, but everything from the pork boy hat and the white jackets and then the like patent leather shoes.
Yeah, it's got some styles from Bad and Black or White, Smooth Criminal, a lot of those really big Michael Jackson hits from yesteryear.
Yes.
And then, of course, you have Jason Derulo vest on. But, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I thought I was going to come in with like this great observation. It was like, no, this was intentional. Like, oh, okay. I'm glad I got the reference.
Yep. Outside of, you know, the amazing talents of Jason, Lay, and the NCT 127 guys, they had a lot of other dancers in the music video, which I'm sure you saw. And that was a big push of this music video, is the producers really wanted to make sure that they had a lot of authenticity. So they went around, got the best underground street dancers, and they shot in locations of South Korea, obviously, Ethiopia, Jamaica, London, Los Angeles, which actually is interesting because that is some of the lyrics of the song. So
yeah, they did an amazing job sourcing their dancers for this video. I would say that was by far the best part of this video, is just the dancing. I will even say I kind of, where it sort of featured NCT in this Inception style. They're on all four sides of the wall, or like ceiling and everything. That was not my favorite part, and I didn't feel like that was really in the spirit of it. It felt like a break in the video, and there was just so much talent. I was like, yeah, but get back to the dancing.
Yeah. No, it definitely, there's a bit of K-pop flair there, where the song completely takes a left turn and has a whole different tempo. The sound, everything will be different for part of the song, and then maybe it'll either go back to how the song originally began, or it'll even take off on a whole third chapter of the song sometimes. K-pop loves to do that. So it was, especially for people who are not real familiar with how K-pop songs are produced, that would be really shocking. But I think that this part actually is what made me interested in watching NCT 127. Because it's like, that was so cool. Who are these guys? I'm just going to learn their names. And then here we are.
That's amazing. Well, okay. And I actually love hearing other people's viewpoints. I think it's great that the part that I found maybe the least intriguing the first time around watching it might not be so in the future. But I really like that this felt like a real collaboration between Jason Derulo, Lay, and NCT 127. There was just really good cuts between all three of them, like, and three of them meaning two separate artists and then an entire group of guys. I just, I really also felt like it did have a really good blend of what seems pretty stylistically true of Jason Derulo's music, which has features a lot of horns. And then having Lay and NCT 127 there for the kind of the richness and the texturing that comes in with K-pop, because it does, like you said, change completely in the song structure. And you know what's so interesting? That's also, not to go on a little tangent here, but
tangent away.
Kind of similarly in approach to song modulation and transformation. It's kind of like a jazz move to kind of really change where you are in the song. Just like all of a sudden you're like, we're in a totally different place. And I don't even realize how we really got here. And I do think that's something that K-pop doesn't necessarily highlight that much, but it does very often. There's just so much going on in a K-pop song with the aesthetics and the dancing and the singing. Like, you kind of really don't necessarily focus on that the songs really move like that. And in that way, I also think it's kind of interesting if they're dancing and moving around so much physically, why you wouldn't appreciate that in the song as well, where it just really changes and it moves.
You're totally right. That's something I hadn't even appreciated, is that would be considered a quality of a lot of jazz music. And that's why some people can't stand jazz music, right? Because it is sometimes can seem a little disjointed to some people.
Chaotic.
That's a very interesting point. I had never actually, the overall concept I kind of understood because we were just talking about it, but not specifically similar to jazz as a genre of music. I like it. I get bored of a song if it's too long anyway. So, you know, on just a very surface level, I'm like, yay, new song.
This one was awesome, though. I think I'm going to go back and rewatch all the dancing again for sure. I might have to watch this, I don't know how many times as well. There's so much to see.
I would like to treat you to a really primo example of the beauty that is Lay's voice.
Yeah.
If you can put your cursor on about, I would say like 226, you'll hear in the background, his voice is so recognizable to me that every time I hear that part, I'm like, yay, it's Lay. I'm so excited. So I want to see if you can pick it out too. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Hold on. Do you want me to play it? Or
yeah,
can I
go for it.
226. Okay. Yeah. You got it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let your body show me.
Oh my God. I love his voice. It's so pretty.
Yeah. He's got a really nice timbre.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but it's nice. So I'm assuming that it's a good thing. What does timbre mean? It educate me a little bit. Maybe I did come here to learn.
Well,
not to put you on the spot.
Timbre, which is spelled T-I-M-B-R-E. So it's the character or quality of a musical sound or voice as distinct from its pitch and intensity.
Yes, I agree.
So it's just for me that whenever I use the word timbre, I hear other people use the word timbre. It's just sort of like this really distinct quality, distinct voice. It makes it sort of unique. And usually it's used to compare brass instruments.
Oh.
If you're hearing them, because each one can kind of resonate slightly different, slightly warmer or brightness. And it gives it sort of a rich tonal quality and that unique distinction. And so, and when you use it with the human voice, with Lay, you just sort of get this, it's unique. It's a unique quality. Like, it doesn't sound, like you said, like any just random person singing.
No.
And you could just pick him out of a lineup, essentially. Like, that's how unique his voice is. If anybody's saying the same note or like series of notes, you'd be like, I could tell who that is.
Oh, I'm so happy that you schooled me. I didn't know that there was a term to describe the sound or your ability to pick up that sound to identify who it is. There's so much I don't know.
So every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, that's useful. That's the right word I want to use.
Perfect. That rounded up three for tonight. But like I mentioned, NCT 127 has just made a comeback with an album called Neo Zone. We may come back around for like one final follow-up stragglers from the NCT universe. But this wraps up, at least for our initial watch list, the NCT 127 songs for us. So next is NCT Dream.
Let's keep this epic NCT list going.
I think next time when we hit NCT Dream, I wonder if we couldn't try to knock all of that out in like a single episode.
A mega episode?
Just because, I'm going to be honest,
You're ready to move on.
there's probably only like four songs of NCT Dreams that I kind of like. There's one song, Boom, that we've already listened to that's just my favorite of all of theirs. And there's a few of them I really don't care for very much. Not to say that you wouldn't like them, but I think we could probably move through some of them pretty fast just because they're pretty young and very sort of fitting with chewing gum being the first lead single that they had. Very bubblegum, very typical K-pop and cutesy. So I don't know that there's a lot of background we can go into like we have with some of the other NCT songs so far. I mean, that'd be just like a little challenge for ourselves to see if we might be able to hit up all of those in a single episode. That way we can move into Wavy's music, which is a little bit more mature of a concept and a little interesting because that is that Chinese subunit. So it has a different look and a different sound in a lot of aspects, which I think we'll want to explore and dive into a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it. Will you do a blast list? If there's a few that we don't like, we'll rank them.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
Amazing enemies? Oh my.
No, I guess it's more just my idea was if there's songs from NCT Dream that we favor versus the ones that we're like, yeah, we could definitely, if we're going to rush, I'm not saying rush, but go through them, we could give them a star rating or something.
Oh, so, yeah.
5 stars for the best one, like half
five,
a star.
5 bubble teas.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Sounds good.
Like, this is a 2, moving on.
Exactly. Here's why.
We'll give that one a try and we'll see how it goes.
Let's do it.
I like it. So that wraps us up for tonight. Any last thoughts, Claire?
This was fun. Let's do it again soon.
Yeah.
Maybe not 6 months from now.
Okay, yeah. For any of our listeners who would like to check us out on social media, take a look at our watch lists, get contact information, etc., etc., one really great place to get all of that is at our website, thecocopop.com. If you want to check out Twitter or Instagram directly, cocopop.podcast. So you can check us out there. We always try to share some fun memes or different updates and things that are going on. I think that's it. I'm glad to be back. This is exciting. Digging back in.
2020. Woo!
The year of K-pop and the year of the rat, I think. Thanks again, Claire. I appreciate you coming online with me.
No problem, Catherine.
Thanks to all our listeners, and we'll see you again in about 2 weeks.
See you soon. Bye, guys.